Hey everyone, welcome back to episode 2 of Jetlag. This is your host, Tim O'Donnell. Today, I'm bringing you to an apartment complex at 1478 Norfolk Street, which is home to a curious statue. Take a listen. New York has a lot of statues. Statue of Liberty, Christopher Columbus at Columbus Circle, Balto in Central Park, the Bull on Wall Street, his neighbor, the Fearless Girl, and my personal favorite, the swashbuckling Giuseppe Garibaldi in Washington Square Park. Oh, and there's also Lenin. Yeah, Vladimir Lenin. Walking down Houston Street, the Bolshevik revolutionary leader slowly creeps into view. He stands a proud 18 feet tall on the roof of an apartment building at 1478 Norfolk Street, one of those luxury Soho buildings that has a sparkling, clean, white lobby with contemporary art. His hands outstretched, like he's addressing a crowd, and he's directly facing the financial district, challenging it, maybe. According to Google reviews, the city's sightseers have some interesting opinions on the statue's placement.
2 stars. I saw this in person years back. Surreal. Girl living there who took me to it was like super duper yuppie too, just to complete the idiocy of putting a mass murderer up on a pedestal. But I give it 2 stars because Lenin would have despised ornamenting an upscale yuppie hipster rental apartment complex.
5 stars. Most people will consider these people as satanic lunatics for putting a statue of a Russian revolutionary on the Lower East Side, but it brings out the true history of our world. True communism was never tried, with the overpopulation in our country's prisons, with mass crime and drug smuggling. I believe the Soviet Union did a great job and this monument deserves to be here, overlooking the corruption of the USA.
1 star. Now, I have not been there, but this is wrong. Lenin killed millions of his own people in a communist dictatorship. In the 50s, Americans hated communism, and now we're embracing it? Terrible. Just terrible.
5 stars. The Great Soviet Union.
So how did this Soviet artifact wind up on a roof in Soho? Local news outlet Bowery Boogie says the statue was originally commissioned in Moscow, but the Soviet Union's collapse meant that the public never got to glimpse the sculpture. Not that it was a particularly original work of art. 3 art business owners reportedly found it in a backyard outside of Moscow. In 1994, they gave it to their investor and New York real estate developer Michael Rosen, who had it installed on top of his aptly named building, Red Square. When that complex changed hands, the new owners removed Lenin from his perch. He resurfaced at the Norfolk apartment in 2017. The statue is not unknown. Atlas Obscura, Curbed, Bowery Boogie, and other local outlets have written about it. It's a quirky, surprising thing. But we wanted to dig a little deeper. What does it actually mean when a statue is still standing but not in its intended place, particularly when it's such a different atmosphere? I spoke with Walt Richman, a scholar of Russian studies at Occidental College in Los Angeles, about his interpretation of the statue's dislocation.
It's interesting that symbols of the communist regime or the socialist regime in the USSR are being co-opted. I think these kinds of symbols are being taken over. They've been taken over for a long time, these Soviet communist symbols in Russia. They have these cigarettes called Nostalgia, and it shows Stalin smoking one on the back, you know. It just kind of fits in the general pattern of, like, commercializing all these things that were supposedly totally against commercialism.
Just a few blocks away from the statue sits the KGB bar, an East Village haunt and literary bar with Soviet iconography plastered over the walls. Lenin, Trotsky, propaganda posters, the hammer and sickle, it's all there.
People were up in arms. I got out-of-state press, like, how dare they call the place KGB? And, like, the Washington Times, which is kind of a movie paper, but whatever. So I'd write back and say, well, we call it KGB because we get out-of-state press. How cool is that?
That's Dennis Wojcik, the owner. He's a former psychiatric lawyer and is now a playwright. As a child, his father used to take him to the Ukrainian labor home, a socialist political hangout, which used to occupy the building that now houses the bar. Wojcik decided to retain some of the building's history in the bar's theme, but he's not a Leninist himself. In fact, he says he's not really political at all.
It's funny. For the first 10 years, no Russians would come here. They'd be paranoid, but the kids come here and they get the joke.
What's the joke?
The joke is, it's like, I'm a little fucking capitalist, okay? Because where I'm in business. You know, people say, well, you're KGB, you should give free drinks. It's like, that's how you go out of business real fast. Rule number one in America, you pay your bills. Rule number two, now you can do whatever you want because your bills are paid. You know, I'm 25 years out of this bar, and it's still kicking.
What is it about the Soviet Union that makes Americans today chuckle?
We're getting to a point where people are beginning to forget really what the Soviet Union was like. And so all we have left are these symbols, and a lot of them are kind of funny because the Soviets put out a lot of propaganda that comes across as just kind of silly. We've always looked upon that propaganda as not serious, but now that we're in a point in history where people don't remember the Soviet Union as being a threatening country anymore, they just have the symbols of that time, and the time those symbols divorced from the threatening nation that produced them, do they just come across as, you know, funny and ridiculous sometimes?
Boris Groys, a global distinguished professor of Russian and Slavic studies at NYU, said that the Soviet Union and communism are also seen as distant from reality in American society, which allows for things like the Lenin statue and the KGB bar to exist in the United States without much of a second thought.
In America, communism is something foreign, yeah, it's something that happens elsewhere. It's not an alternative way of one's own experience, on one's own lifestyle, on one's own mode of living. It's something that that happens to the others, yeah. So that's why I speak about Egyptian and Babylonian, yeah. So. It's something that does not belong in a realm of possibilities that are real possibilities for the population of this country.
Groys went so far as to compare the Lenin statue to artifacts from ancient Egypt and Babylon. It might not be this statue in particular, but Groys believes Soviet artifacts will soon find their way into major American museums.
So it does belong into this history of transformation of culture and religion into art, or culture and religion into museum items. Yeah. That is a capitalist American principle of doing with things. Yeah. And this thing, this Lenin, is part of it. It is, so to say, it's halfway from Soviet Union to Metropolitan Museum. Yeah. It's kind of stuck in the middle of this process.
That's all for now. Special thanks to Katerina Barton, Anna Pathos, Jessica Rohan, and Trey Strange for lending their voices. We'll be back with more audio stories for you in the new year. So long for now, from the Jetlag team.